Welcome to the Daily Dharma, a podcast where we draw inspiration from Buddhist philosophy on how to fix and better our lives. Join us as we dig through the archives of Buddhist texts, great teachers, and real life to grab an extra hit of wisdom to lift us up from the daily grind and find much needed peace.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Daily Dharma. In this episode, we'll be talking about how we can learn to let go of our dark thoughts around failure and disappointment. The story that we'll be discussing this theme is called The Sunset and the Twilight, A Cycle of Renewal. And it comes from the book The Zen Monkey and the Lotus Flower by Tempa Yeshi. Here is how the story goes. In a remote monastery on top of a mountain lived a young monk named Shen. Shen was an eager student, but he struggled with a big problem. Every time he made a mistake or failed in his practice, he couldn't let it go. Every day he dwelled on his disappointment and let it dominate his thoughts and emotions. One day, after a particularly difficult training session, Shen was feeling especially down. His master, Master Wang, noticed this and led Shen to a cliff overlooking the western sky. They sat together, watching the sun slowly set, bathing the sky in colors of red and gold. "What do you see, Shen?" asked Master Wang.
"I see a sunset, teacher," Shen replied.
"And how does that make you feel?" continued Master Wang.
"I feel sadness, Master. The day is ending, and darkness will come," Shen said. Master Wang nodded and said, "Yes, it's true. The sunset marks the end of the day, and the darkness of night will follow. But what comes after the darkness, Shen?" Shen thought for a moment and then replied, "Twilight, Master."
"That's right, Shen," Master Wang said with a smile. "After darkness always comes the dawn, the beginning of a new day. And that is the natural cycle of the world. And so it is with our mistakes and failure, Shen," Master Wang continued. "When we make a mistake, when we fail, it's like the sunset. It is an ending, yes, but it's also the beginning of something new. With every mistake, with every failure, we have the opportunity to learn and grow. We have the chance to make a new beginning. The darkness is only temporary, and the dawn will always come." Shen sat looking up now at the starry sky and let his master's words sink in. He now understood that failures and mistakes were just part of the learning process, part of the natural cycle of life. He could see them as opportunities for improvement and growth rather than the end product. From that day on, every time Shen made a mistake or failed in his practice, he remembered the sunset and the dawn. He let go of the darkness, joyfully anticipating the new day that would come with the next sunrise. In reading the story, I very much empathize with Shen. From a very young age, most of us see that by getting things right, by being able to avoid failure and disappointment in any way, we get that much wanted and desired attention, appreciation, love, and success. And we see this reflected within the education system, within our family dynamics, and also when we grow up in universities and in the workplace. And when we see the cycle happen over and over again around us, it becomes very, very easy to realize or to feel that to fail is to be wrong, to be undeserving of joy, to be undeserving of any kind of peace. To succeed and to get things right is to be deserving of joy and happiness and your own grace. But what Master Shen, or rather Master Wang, also reminds us in this story is that failure and disappointment are just as natural as getting things right. In order to get anything right in life, we often have to fail and make mistakes multiple times. And it is through the process of learning from our mistakes that we truly become humbled at how much work it is to develop a skill, and we get better and better at that skill. And thus, when looking at Shen, I see myself in my earlier years, as well as a lot of people around me, who get very sad and upset when things go wrong despite their best efforts. Because we have been conditioned to believe that there is a negative judgment on our character, on who we are, on our worth every time we fail. But the truth is, in failing, we are only experiencing the natural cycle of life. And when we recognize that in the patterns we see in nature, and even the stories of people around us, that when we fail, it is just an opportunity for us to be graceful, to be gratitude for the chance to try things again. We're able to get stronger. And failure does not sting or feel so bad anymore. But just as Shen demonstrated in the story, this is not a practice that happens easily. It is very difficult to unlearn the stigma around failure, the stigma around not getting things right, and this urge to feel disappointed every time you make a mistake or you're unable to perform to your own expectations. This is a knee-jerk response to how we've been conditioned to think about success and failure, and it takes many, many days, many, many months, many, many years sometimes to be able to get to that point where you can look at yourself, feel the sadness, the despair, the disappointment, and choose instead to look at it with deep compassion and understanding that what's happening is natural and you are only experiencing the natural cycle of life, a failure of success, of death, of rebirth. When we are able to practice this over and over again, letting go of these dark thoughts starts to become natural. It starts to become nothing different, nothing new. But again, something very important to remember is that it takes a lot of practice. It takes a lot of time to normalize this reaction and to be able to not just look at certain disappointments and failures as natural, but all sorts of different failures and disappointments as natural. Because, of course, in life, we don't always experience the same failures and disappointments every day. They come in all sorts of different forms in ways that we may not be mentally ready for. And that is why the practice of letting go, of reminding yourself that failing, making mistakes is natural, and it's only an opportunity to try again, that the dawn will always come, is a daily practice that will only get easier and more natural with time. Thank you very much for listening to this week's podcast. I hope you have a beautiful, joyful, and peaceful week ahead of you. Until next week.